I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. The average price of regular gasoline has dropped below $2 a gallon for the first time since early 2009. According to the state's monthly fuel price report, the average price is just $1.97 per gallon. But as VPR's Steve Zind reports, it's likely prices won't stay this low much longer.
As Bob Sparadeo finishes filling his car in Randolph, he recalls those not-so-long-ago days when gas prices were nearly double what they are now, and he had a 70-mile daily commute.
At one point, several years ago, I was paying as much to commute to my job as my mortgage.
At Bob's M&M Beverage, where Sparadeo is filling up, gas is $1.81 per gallon.
Morning.
Wow, quantity 99.
Owner Bob Moreau is happy to share what he paid for the gas he's selling.
My gas, I got Tuesday. I paid for it 1.663954, so 166 for my gas Tuesday, which is very, very low. Hasn't really got down quite that low up till now.
The lower prices provide Moreau with a little room to increase his profit margin on regular unleaded from 10 cents to 15 cents per gallon, more on higher octane gas. Moreau says with prices so low, regular customers like Bill Sharon don't mind. Sharon says when prices were high, it cost him $150 to fill up his old truck.
It's definitely helping everybody, I'm sure of that. I mean, I got a little smaller gas tank than I used to have, but right now I'm happy all around.
Whatever the savings may be, though, they won't be as great in coming months.
We believe there's still a couple of weeks left where consumers can expect to see the price at the pump decrease.
Greg Laskoski is a senior petroleum analyst with Gas Buddy, which tracks gas prices in every state and nationally. Laskoski says prices will rise as refineries shut down for annual maintenance and transition from a winter blend of gasoline to a more expensive, less polluting summer blend required by the federal government.
Now, this year, consumers are somewhat insulated when we look at the price rises that we're expecting, because they're going to be rising from a much lower floor than where they started last year.
Last year, according to the state fuel price report, gas prices topped out in July at $2.77 per gallon. Laskoski says because crude oil prices will remain low, they shouldn't reach those levels this summer.
In Vermont, you know, when prices peak, we might just be looking at a statewide average at about $2.50 a gallon.
That may be lower than last year, but it will still be an adjustment for consumers and for convenience store owner Bob Moreau, who heard his share of complaints when gas prices were higher. Moreau says he's been enjoying lowering the prices on the sign outside his store.
And, you know, and every time I do, people get excited. You know, they come to me and I'm a hero.
The state's fuel price report is based on a survey done near the beginning of each month. Since the February survey was taken, prices have dropped even further, and according to Gas Buddy, they currently average $1.90 per gallon. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.